这历代志下的28章, 末了,
at the end of 2 Chronicles chapter 28,
我们看到在犹大落到一个非常可怜的光景,
we're able to see the very sad, pitiful condition of Judah.
因着这一个心肠硬到透顶的亚哈斯, 他仍然坐在王位上,
because of the stubbornness of this heart of Ahaz and that he is still on the throne,
虽然神的击打非常严重的显明在他和犹大国的当中,
even though the scourging of God is very evidently displayed upon him and the nation of Judah,
但是他里面一点回转的心思都没有,
nevertheless, there is not even the thought of repentance in Ahaz.
相反的还更硬的向着神,
even on the contrary, he was even more stubborn and hardened before God.
那结果呢?
As a result,
将神殿里头的器皿都聚在一起来毁坏掉,
he gathered all the vessels of the house of God and he divided it,
并且封锁耶和华殿的门,
and in fact, he sealed the house, the doors of the house of the
Lord. 我们从这一个事实上面来看,
here, from this fact, we're able to see,
犹大属灵的光景实在落到一个非常非常可怜又暗淡的光景里,
the condition of Judah is indeed in a very sad, pitiful state and also very dim.
那人处在这样的光景的底下,
and when man is in such a condition,
而不禁要问一个问题,
we have to ask this question,
神的工作在地上还能 维持吗?
Could it be that God's work on earth can still be sustained?
神的见证在这样的光景里面还能有翻身的条件吗?
Would the testimony of God on earth still be able to turn around?
圣殿的门都关了,
now the doors of the temple have been shut up.
圣殿里头一切的东西都全毁坏了,
all the vessels in the temple have been destroyed.
在人的眼见的里面, 好像事情到了尽头,
in man's view, it seems like this has come to an end.
但是我们感谢我们的神,
but we thank our God.
人可以有尽头,
man can have an end.
神没有尽头,
there is no end with God.
在人看为好像到了尽头的时候,
even when man views it has come to an end,
神就在那里做工,
that is when God is working there.
叫人看见就感觉稀奇,
when man sees, we are amazed.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
现在我们一到了29章,
here when we reach chapter 29, that is after the death of Ahaz,
他的儿子西西家接上来做王位,
that is his son Hezekiah reigned in his stead.
那西西家做王的时候,
and when Hezekiah began to reign,
年纪已经不小了,
he was not young,
25岁,
he was 25 years old.
但是如果我们来看他出生的年日,
but if we look at the time of his birth,
那你就看到他幼年的日子是一直看着亚哈斯王做什么的,
you would be able to see during his days when he was a youth, he was able to see the work of Ahaz.
那弟兄姊妹你从上面看到, 亚哈斯在犹大做王16年,
you can see that Ahaz reigned in Jerusalem for 16 years.
那西西家做王的时候是25岁,
Hezekiah was 25 when he reigned.
那也就是说, 他父亲开始做王的时候他8岁,
in other words, when his father began to reign, he was 8.
那从8岁开始, 他就一直看了 十几年, 他父亲所做的一切,
in other words, when he was 8 years old, for over a decade, he saw all the works of his father.
那弟兄姊妹们, 我们晓得, 小孩子从小一直看着一些事情, 看了16年,
brothers and sisters, who can realize this, from a child's standpoint, he's seen these events for over a decade.
你很难想象他不跟着大人走,
it would be very hard for us to fathom the fact that he would not follow the adult.
当然这个不是绝对的,
of course, that is not absolute.
但是那个成分那个成数却是很高的。
But the possibility is extremely high.
成年人怎么样他们也就跟着怎么样。
The child most likely would follow the actions of the adult.
但是很感谢我们的神。
But we're thankful to our God.
当我们看到亚哈斯死掉了。
When we see after Ahaz died,
西西家接上来做王。
Hezekiah began to reign.
亚哈斯什么死月份死我们不知道。
We don't know what month Ahaz died.
那我们也就是可以说西西家是哪一个月份坐上王位我们也不知道。
In other words, we also do not know the exact month with Hezekiah sat on the throne.
但是顶多就是一年。
But at the most, it would be 1 year.
但是不可能是一年。
But that's not very likely.
你算它是一年吧。
Even if it was 1 year after Ahaz's death that Hezekiah reigned,
那也不是一个很长的时间。
That is also not a very long period of time.
但是稀奇的是在这里。
But this is what is amazing.
当西西家王做王了以后，
after Hezekiah began to reign,
那我们先来看看第三节。
First look at verse 3.
第二节。
Verse
2. 他说西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事效法他主大卫一切所行的。
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father had done.
那这个是一个圣灵给他的一个总的评语。
Now this is the summarization of the evaluation which the Spirit gives to Hezekiah.
当然这个评语也是蛮重要。
Of course this evaluation is extremely important. 但是我们
看过以前几个王。
We've seen the previous king.
他们也曾经有过这个评语。
They also have such an evaluation.
但是发展下去的时候，那个结局并不见得是那样的完整。
Yet as the events continue to unfold, it does not seem that the end was that perfect.
所以光看这两句话，我们就觉得没有什么特别的。
Therefore, if we only just look at the sentence here, we don't think it might be that great.
但是弟兄姊妹，你细细的留意。
But brothers and sisters, if we look carefully,
有一件事情发生了。
There's one thing that happened.
这一件事情非常不简单。
This is not simple at all.
什么事呢？
What is that?
你留意接下去的那个话。
Continue on, verse 3.
就是第三节了。
That is verse 3.
元年正月
in the first year of his reign, in the first month.
那我们不知道什么时候西西家坐上宝座。
We don't know when it is that Hezekiah sat on the throne.
但是他坐上宝座的第二年。
But in the second year of his reign,
因为他坐上宝座的时候，如果说年号来说，还是他父亲的年号。
Because if we were to look at the time when he sat on the throne, that year would still be counted under the year of his father.
要等到另外一年来了，才能用上他自己的年号。
It would be the following year that you can consider the first year of his reign.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这个事实，你就留意到一个问题了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you see this carefully, you'll notice a fact.
那就是他做王不久。
That is not shortly after he began to reign.
他就做了一件事情。
This is what he did.
他说元年的正月。
That is the first year of Hezekiah's reign in the first month.
就是他做王的第二年。
That is considered at most the second year of his reign.
头一个月。
The first month.
他就开了耶和华殿的门。
He opened the doors of the house of the Lord.
重新来修理
and repair them.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意这一件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of this.
你留意到那个时间的那个时间的关系的时候，你就看到这件事情是很不简单。
When you see the relationship in this time period, then you realize this is not a simple matter at all.
因为他坐上宝座不久，
Because、
他就立刻处理。这一件事情。
Because shortly after he sat on the throne, he began immediately to take care of this issue.
而这一件事情是他父亲 亲手做的,
and this is a very issue that his father did.
那现在他来做一件事,和他父亲所做的,
now what Hezekiah did, in fact, is the very opposite of what his father did.
我们前不久看到那个约阿斯把他的祖母玛扎的位废掉，那个原则是相同的。
That is in the same principle when we saw short not long ago Joash how he took away the power of the queen.
什么原则呢?
What principle is that?
尊重神过于尊重任何人。
That is they honor, they regard God over any person.
哪怕那个是祖母。
Even that was his grandmother.
哪怕这个是爸爸。
And this is Hezekiah's father.
现在 西西章一做王，他就碰到一个很严肃的问题。Now
when Hezekiah began to reign, he encountered this very solemn matter.
他如果不跟着他的父亲的脚步来走，If
Hezekiah was not to follow the footsteps of his father,
他就整个的就在他父亲所做的事上翻过来。Then
he has to go completely opposite of everything his father did.
这个翻过来是什么一回事呢?
What is this matter about then?
我们说的准确一点,
to be very accurate,
用一个实际的行动来定父亲的罪,
to use a very practical action to condemn the sin of his father.
弟兄姊妹们,这个在人看来是很难很难领会的。
Brothers and sisters, in man's viewpoint, this is very, very difficult to accept.
我不知道西西家他是怎么在神面前长大。
I don't know how Hezekiah grew up before God.
圣经里头完全没有提到他的属灵的成长是怎么来的。
In the scriptures, it did not record any event or background about the growing up of Hezekiah.
但在以上我们能看到一些事。
But later on, we can see certain things.
但是我们 先不管后面的事情,
but we will not go into that now.
我们也先要管一管他为什么有这样大的勇气来废掉他父亲所做成的一切。
We must first see why Hezekiah had such courage, boldness to abolish all that his father did.
也许他听说过 撒母耳年幼的时候, 以利做大祭司的那些日子的事。
Perhaps Hezekiah may have heard of the events when Samuel the prophet was young and Eli was the high priest.
以利两个儿子很不上样。
And the two sons of Eli were very corrupt.
但是以利却是有意无意的也护着。
Yet Eli consciously or subconsciously always protected his two sons.
所以结果有一天神就借着撒母耳来向以利说话了。Therefore
one day God spoke to Eli through Samuel.
神说你尊重你的儿子过于尊重神。And
God said to Eli through Samuel that you honor your sons over me.
所以神用来照着神的圣洁和公义
Therefore, God, according to His holiness and His righteousness, He will deal with
it.
Of course, during that time, the house of Eli received a curse from God.
后来我们也看到以利家所接受的那个神的咒诅完全成为事实。
And of course, later on, we see that curse of God upon the house of Eli became reality.
也许西西家他想起以利的事。
Now perhaps Hezekiah thought of this matter of Eli.
也许他从别的地方也知道神和犹大的一些属灵的关系。
Or perhaps from other sources, Hezekiah came to realize the relationship between God and the house of Judah.
究竟是怎么样呢? 我们完全不知道。
In fact, what happened? We completely do not know.
圣灵也没有给我们留下记录。
The Holy Spirit did not have a recording for us.
圣灵就是显明一件事情。
But what the Holy Spirit does reveal to us,
西西家一做王,
that when Hezekiah reigned,
就把犹大带进一个复兴。
He brought Judah into a revival.
并且这一个复兴对犹大来说, 那个影响蛮大的。
And this revival to Judah is actually very great.
因为弟兄姊妹你留意到。
Because brothers and sisters, if you take note,
如果从外面来看,
if we look at it externally,
犹大已经走下坡走到很低了。
Judah has gone downhill into a very deep state.
如果你用圣殿来作为那个标准,
if we were to use the temple as the standard,
那圣殿已经关闭了。
Now the temple shut up.
圣殿里边没有活动。
There's no activity in the,
in the temple. 圣殿里
边现在满是垃圾。It is all garbage in the temple.
那就是一个很普通的肮肮脏脏的房子而已。
It is only a house that is very common and very dirty.
你看到好像神在他的百姓中间完全像殿门一样给封闭了。
It seems like God, just like the temple doors, have been shut up and closed to the people.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
如果我们留意，
If we take note,
圣灵现在记录神的日记，
As the Holy Spirit records the daily journal of God,
记录到西西家做王这一段的日子。
As it comes to this days of Hezekiah,
里面所记录的事情很多。
All the matters recorded are much.
如果用篇幅来说了，
If we look at the repetition,
几乎是除了大卫跟所罗门以外，篇幅最多就是西西家。
It seems like aside from David and Solomon, the most chapters are related to Hezekiah.
但是很稀奇。
But what is amazing,
你要把西西家这段的事情转到列王记那边去的时候，
If you were to take these matters of Hezekiah here and shift them in focus with him,
你看见在列王记那边轻描淡写一点点的文字就把西西家整个带过去了。
You can see then the words used in Kings to record all the matters of Hezekiah very short and very lightly have come to all his acts.
如果我们知道因为这个是神的日记那个是人的记录，
If we realize the chronicles are speaking of the daily journal of God and the kings refer to man's recording,
我们就看到一个比较在这里。
We can see the comparison there.
在人的眼中看来西西家的事情没有什么了不起。
In man's view, the matter, the acts of Hezekiah, nothing great.
但是在神的眼中看来西西家这一段日子所经历的事情是非常非常
Yet in the eyes of God, these matters, these events of Hezekiah, they're extremely, extremely important.
重要的是什么呢？
Why?
神的见证的恢复。
It is because it is the restoration of the testimony of God.
神的子民上神的敬拜侍奉恢复。
Now that the service, the worship of the people to God has been revived.
属灵的征战在神这一边好像走到非常暗淡的时候。
On the spiritual warfare, seems like on God's side, it has come to a very dark time.
现在神伸手来干预一下。
Now God extends his hand to intervene someone.
但是你没有看到神的手在那里。
But we do not see the hand of God there.
但是你清清楚楚看到神的干预在哪里。
But very clearly, we can see the intervention of God.
这一个干预一来。
When this intervention
comes, 整个事情就扭过来了。
The whole event is turned around.
好像衰残的那个见证。希望起来了。
It seems like the testimony that's diminished now has been prospering.
荒凉了的圣殿现在如今要火热起来了。
The temple that was in ruins now seems to be revived.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在这里我们非常清楚地看。
Here we can see very clearly.
神的见证在地上的那一个进行。
The execution of the testimony of God on earth.
是记住属神的人在那里带出来。
It is true, it is brought forth through those who belong to God.
但是整个的带出来是神自己在那里调度。
But it is God himself who directs how that is brought forth.
那什么时候神的干预一出来，
Whenever the intervention of God comes,
事情就完全翻过来。
The matter is completely turned around.
那现在我们来注意。
Now if we take note,
当西西家这样来处理这件事的时候，
When Hezekiah deals with this issue this way,
那我先要特别强调就是他做完不久就马上处理这个事。
I must first emphasize again, it was shortly after his reign, he immediately took this issue.
所以那个元年一月这个时间是非常严肃的时间。
Therefore, this time period, the first year of his reign in the first month is very solemn.
这个元年一月的这几个字是说出了犹大的整个 属灵的转机里头的一个秘密。
Now, this is a secret. This timeline here is a secret of the very crucial in the turnaround of the spiritual condition of Judah.
那个秘密是什么呢？
What is that secret?
圣经一点都没有提。
The scriptures do not record at all.
只是把那个事情记录下来。
It only records this fact.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你非常清楚地看
Very clearly we can see
是神的手在那里主持这件事
It is God's hand there who is reigning over this whole matter
是主的手在那里用着那神的百姓把神的殿的门打开
It is God who is using the people of God his people to open the temple
神用着神的子民在那里把神的见证恢复。
God uses his people to restore his testimony.
那现在弟兄姊妹你来留意。
Now brothers and sisters, take note.
那元年正月就开了耶和华的门重新修理。
In the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
这个是关乎殿。
This has to do with the temple.
然后呢
And then,
你就看到他把祭司和利未人都招聚过来。
And Hezekiah brought in the priests and the Levites.
招聚来在东边的宽阔处。
And gathered them together in the east street.
对他们说了一番话。
And said unto them,
这一番话我们要注意。
We have to take note of these words.
这一番话其实我们就是这样读一下去你就看到那个情形不简单了。
Even if we read these words for face value, that is not simple at all.
第五节你留意。
Verse 5.
对他们说利未人啊当听我说现在你们要接近自己又接近耶和华你们列祖神的殿从圣所中除去污秽之物我们列祖犯了罪行耶和华我们神眼中看为恶的事离弃他转脸背向他的居所封锁廊门吹灭灯火不在圣所中向以色列神烧香和献燔祭因此耶和华的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷将其中的人抛来抛去令人惊谢嗤笑正如你们亲眼所见的所以我们的祖宗倒在刀下我们的妻子儿女也被掳掠。
This is from verse 5 to verse
9. 那然后接下去继续他继续说。
And then Hezekiah continues to say,
他说现在我心中有意与耶和华以色列的神立约好使他的烈怒转离我们。
Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel that his fierce wrath may turn away from us.
我的众子啊现在不要懈怠因为耶和华拣选你们站在他面前侍奉他与他烧香。
My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord have chosen you to stand before him to serve him that you should minister unto him and burn incense.
那弟兄姊妹你从西西章说的这一段话
Now brothers and sisters, from these words of Hezekiah,
头一件事情你看到的
The first thing we can see,
圣殿的荒凉在犹大人的眼前已经好多年了
That is the desolation of the temple in the nation of Judah has been for many years.
但是没有多少人有感觉。
Yet, no one had any affection toward it.
甚至连祭司利未人都好像没有什么太大的感觉。
Even the priests, the Levites, they had no strong feeling toward it.
但是在西西家的心思里头有感觉。
Yet, in the heart of Hezekiah, there is this thought.
他看到神殿的荒凉。
He saw the desolation of the house of the Lord.
他看见神殿里面充塞了许许多多不该有的事物在里面。
He saw the fact that in the house of the Lord there are many things that were filthy and not they should not be there.
别人看到这些事情觉得没有什么。
When others saw this matter, they didn't feel anything about it.
但是西西家看见了，里面就过不去。
Yet when Hezekiah saw it, this could not let him go.
那弟兄姊妹，这是头一件事情我们要注意的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first thing we must see.
那灯。西西章里面有了感觉。
Now when Hezekiah had this thought within,
他不停留在那个感觉里头。
He did not just remain having that thought.
他把这个感觉 带进行动。
He brought this thought into action.
这一个行动
And this action
就把整个殿恢复过来。
Restored the entire temple.
那么他怎么来带进这个行动呢
Now, what, how did he bring this action about?
他就把祭司立位人都召聚过来。
First, he gathered all the priests and the Levites.
就和他们交通他里面的负担。
And he fellowshiped with him the burden that he had with him.
你留意他里面的那个负担。
Now, we take note of his burden within.
首先他就是在那里定犹大上一代的人或者是更早的祖先的罪。
Now first, he condemns the previous generation or even earlier, the sins of the fathers.
正如刚才我已经提了，他这样的一做就不，当然是一个对过往的事情的一个定罪，但是这个定罪是包括他对他父亲的定罪在里头。
Of course, what Hezekiah did is condemning the actions of generations before, but like I said before, this also condemns including his father.
在他这一个心思的里面，你就看到神在他里边的那个地位是怎么样的一个地位
Therefore, from this action, we're able to see the position of God in his heart, how high that is.
那是一个至高的地位
That is the utmost.
那也是人在感情上受过对付以后所带出的结果
That is also a result of man's emotions being dealt with and the result of it.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们承认常常在神的面前好像不太容易往前多走几步路。
We confess many a times before God in His presence, we do not want to take a few steps further.
那个难处不是在我们不知道我们该怎么走。
That issue is not lying with our lack of knowledge that we do not know what to do.
那个难处是我们没有胜过感情上的捆绑。
That issue is that we have not overcome the bondage of our emotions.
这个感情上的捆绑有些是从自己的亲属里边来的。
Now, sometimes the hindrance of these emotions might come from our relatives.
有些是从和自己本身的历史有关系的。
Sometimes these emotions might have to do with our own history.
有一些是和自己的那一个习惯和爱好有连结的。
Sometimes these emotions, these feelings are connected with our habits and what we like.
我们对这些包括对我们自己那么一份感情深厚到一个地步我们不甘愿放下。
As regards to these, ourselves and what we like, we're not very willing to lay them down and put them aside.
既然不甘心放下
If we're not willing to let them go,
那就成了没有路走。
Therefore, we have no way ahead.
不是不知道要
It is not that we do not know what to do,
而是自己把路封闭了
but we ourselves closed that way.
但现在西西家你看到一件事
but now here Hezekiah we see,
他在那里是冲破了他感情上的那一个捆绑
There he was able to break through of that hindrance in his emotions.
所以在他跟祭司和利未人的谈话的里边
Therefore in his fellowship with the priests and the Levites,
非常明确地说道
Very clearly he says,
我们的祖宗走错路了
Our fathers have done wrongly.
连我的爸爸也走错路了
Even my father he have done wrongly.
他们做了许多的事情太得罪神了
They have done much things to sin against God.
他们不用脸朝着神却转过来用背向着神
Their faces are not toward God yet they turn their backs to God
还不单是这样
Not only that
他们做到一个地步把殿的门都关掉了
Even to a point that they would close all the doors to the temple
把殿里的灯光都吹灭了
And they have put out the lamp the light in the temple
弄得那个殿的里面是黑漆的一团
So that it is only darkness that filled the temple
外面也一塌糊涂
And without is also filthy
里外都没有光
There is no light within or without the temple
弟兄姊妹们西西家就是那么明确的在那里给他们的祖先包括他自己亲生的父亲定了罪
Brothers and sisters, this is how clearly Hezekiah condemns the sins of the previous generations including his father.
我们不以神为神
that we did not honor God as God.
我们转移了他
and we have turned away from him.
结果就引出了 神的愤怒临到我们。
Therefore, that has brought upon the wrath of God upon us.
那里就说到神的愤怒临到他们，是他们亲眼看见的。
And he says that you have seen with your own eyes the wrath of God upon us.
那这句话二十八章里边说到，特别是说到亚哈斯还做王的时候的犹大所经历的各种各样的事。
This especially reflects in chapter 28 all the matters of Judah, what they experienced when Ahaz was still king.
给亚兰人打败。
They were defeated by the Syrians.
掳掠。
They were taken as captives.
给北方的以色列打败，并且是更大的羞辱和那个俘虏又抢掠。
They were also defeated by the northern kingdom Israel, and they were ashamed. They were also taken as captive, and they were robbed.
尤其是你看到，以色列打败犹大的时候，把多少人，连妇人带儿女，200,000掳掠要带回北边以色列。
Even to a point, you can see how great their defeat is to Israel.That there were so many killed, and that even 200,000, including women and children, were taken captive to Israel. Now, that is something Hezekiah himself saw with his own eyes.
也是犹大众人亲眼看见的。
That is also all the people of Judah saw.
这是他们亲身经历过来的。
This is their own personal experience.
但是那众人在这个事上面好像没有感觉。
But it seems like all the other people did not have any special thoughts about this.
但是西西家有。
But Hezekiah did.
那所以他在现在说了这个话的时候。
So after Hezekiah said all these words.
他指出了这些年来我们犹大落到这样的一个光景，那个根本的原因在哪里。
He points forth the fact, the very basic foundation reason why this happened to Judah.
那现在神既然给我们有个机会，
Now since God has given us this chance,
我们就要回转过来。
We must return, repent.
你们既是立位人，你们也要重新回到你们所该站的地位上。
And you being Levites, you must return back to the position which you ought to stand.
因为神拣选你们出来，就是为了要侍奉敬拜他。
For God have chosen you out especially is for you to serve and worship Him.
向他献祭，向他烧香。
To worship Him and to burn incense to him.
但是你们离开这样的服事好多日子了。
But you have left this position of service for many times.
现在不能再拖延了。
You cannot delay anymore.
现在你们要自己洁净自己。
You must first cleanse yourself.
重新站回你们该站的那个地位。
And once again, stand in the position which you ought to stand.
好让神的愤怒离开我们。
So that the wrath of God will turn from us.
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们说
，we say，
刚才提到
，we mentioned，
我们不知道西西家他的属灵成长是怎么样
，we do not know the spiritual growth of Hezekiah，
但是现在你看到了
，but here you can see，
他属灵的成长是神亲自在那里领着他的
，it is God Himself who personally led the spiritual growth of Hezekiah，
那当时犹大的环境没有给他属灵成长的。
Under the condition of Judah during his days, it was not qualified to give him any growth.
当时的那个光景，只有把他拖下去，没有把他升起来。
The condition of Judah can only drag him down and cannot uplift him.
但是神在那里做一件事。
But God is there doing one thing.
叫他灵里边醒过来。
So that the spirit of Hezekiah is awakened.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就要问。
Brothers and sisters, then we must ask.
他怎么能醒过来？
How is it that Hezekiah can be awakened?
这是一个很关键的事。
This is very crucial.
不单是西西家的事。
Not only the matter of Hezekiah,
也是我们的事。
It is also our things.
你要是看犹大当时的那个情形。
If we look at the condition of Judah,
连祭司和立位人都不在他们该站的地位上。
Even the priests and the Levites are not standing in their rightful position.
那其他的百姓呢？
What about the other people?
更不必说了。
Of course not.
那在这样的光景的底下
Under that condition,
为什么西西家会有点感觉呢
Why is it that Hezekiah would have some feeling?
当然很肯定我们是说神自己亲自在那里做过
Of course we can say for sure it is God himself at work
但是神在人身上做工
But when God works upon man
在人这一方面还 也必须要有一定的条件和基础
on the side of man, we would still need some foundation or some conditions.
那西西家当时让神做工的条件在哪里?
Then where is the condition in which God is able to work upon Hezekiah during that day?
他让神有做工的机会的那个基础是在哪里?
Where is the foundation in order for God to work upon Hezekiah?
圣经都没有记录。
The scriptures did not record.
但是从这些记录的里头,
But from these recordings,
我们确实看见,
we're able to see,
弟兄姊妹们记得,
brothers and sisters, you remember,
在旧约的日子,
in the days of the Old Testament,
他们是根据摩西的律法来行走,
they walk according to the law of Moses.
而摩西的律法的里头, 非常严肃的就是生命记,
in the law of Moses, what is most solemn is Deuteronomy.
那么我们, 从生命记的里头是看到神跟以色列民说了很多很严肃的话。
In the book of Deuteronomy, we see God speaking many, many solemn words to the people of Israel.
现在你能留意,
Now you take note.
西西家说的话里边就跟生命记里边的话有点关联了。
In the words that Hezekiah speaks here, it is related to the words of Deuteronomy.
特别显在哪里呢?
Where is that manifested?
第八节,
Verse 8.
他说,因此耶和华的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷,将其中的人抛来抛去,令人惊险。
Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem. He hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and delivered them to hissing.
弟兄姊妹,这个话从哪里来的?
Brothers and sisters, where are these words from?
从生命记来的。
From Deuteronomy.
神在那里很清楚地说道,
God says there very clearly, if Judah would forsake God,
神就把他们交给外人,
God will deliver them to the Gentiles,
让他们在天上万国中给抛来抛去,
so that they will be tossed to and fro.
人家看见的都在那里惊谢嗤笑,
and when others see, they will be astonished, they will be mocking, they will be hissing.
这是生命记上的话,
those are the words in Deuteronomy.
但是生命记是对着犹大所有的人都打开的。
But Deuteronomy is open to all the people of Judah.
但是犹大人对神打开的话没有反应。
Yet the open word of the of Deuteronomy of the word of God has no effect on the people of Judah.
但西西家有反应。
There's a response though from Hezekiah.
因为他留意看到
Because he took note and saw the working hand of God.
特别你看到28章的时候,
Especially when we see chapter
28. 那以色列人要来攻击犹大。
Israel came to attack Judah.
他就用了好多的财物去邀请亚述人来帮他忙。
Judah spent much wealth to ask the Syrians to come help.
你留意到, 许多的财物, 亚述人, 谢谢都不说, 都全收下了。
You can see the Syrians took all their wealth and didn't even say thank you.
但是给他们帮助没有?
Yet, was there any help to them?
没有。
No.
不但是没有帮助,
Not only were they of no help,
并且反倒, 借着这个机会来给他们更多的欺压,
but actually oppress them even the more.
犹大人在那段日子里头不住的在这种那个动动荡荡的光景里头来走过。
It is during this condition the days of the people of Judah spend their days with all these ups and downs.
也许他们都已经习以为常了。
Perhaps it is common to them now.
但是对一个掌管政权的人来说,
Yet for someone who has power, who is reigning,
他的感觉就特别的强烈。
Of course, his feeling is extremely strong to this,
因为他有责任。
Because he has a responsibility.
他是王。
He is the king.
那所以那个时候西西家虽然没有做王,
Therefore, even though during that time Hezekiah was not yet king,
但是他感觉到王的感觉。
But he had the feeling, the emotions of a king.
他会问一个问题,
he would ask this question.
为什么我们的祖宗的神不在那里纪念我们?
Why is it the God of our father is not here remembering us?
为什么我们祖宗的神不在这里来扶持我们?
Why is it the God of our forefather is not supporting us here?
也许这个问题在他的心思里不住地盘旋。
Perhaps this thought continues to be in him.
也许有一天他看见了,
Perhaps one day he came to realize it is because we have forsook God. Therefore, God did upon us the words which he proclaimed before. We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, you can see
福星的起头, 就在个别人的里面产生了负担。
The beginning of a revival begins with those who have a burden within.
而这个负担是从神的话来做开始。
And this burden begins with the Word of God.
神的话在他里边给他一点的照明。
The Word of God gives him some enlightenment within.
他里头就起来了。
He is risen within.
他里头就苏醒了。
He is awakened within.
他就知道他该做什么事情了。
He realized what he ought to do.
他就把这一个感觉就带到实行那里去了。
He brings this thought into action.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那从那一天开始。
From that day on.
他们立刻就动手。
Immediately they began to work.
西西章和祭司利未人。
After the conversation between Hezekiah and the priest and the
Levites,
immediately they follow on. Immediately they open the doors to the temple. And they removed all the filthy things in the temple.
利未人不能进圣殿,
the Levites cannot enter the temple.
他们就在殿的外边,
They're outside the temple.
祭司就进到殿里头, 把所有殿里头的肮脏的东西都搬出来。
The priest went inside the temple and removed all the filthy things.
利未人就把它搬到西伦西那边。
And the Levites move it away.
到了那个西边, 就在那里焚烧了。
They took it to the brook of Kidron and they burned it there.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
Brothers and sisters,
take note.
When you add on, put together the total of the priests and the Levites,
一同去洁净圣殿,
they cleansed the temple there.
洁净了多久?
How long?
八天,
8 days.
从正月初一日开始,
From the first day of the first month of the first year of Hezekiah's reign until the 8th day of the month,
就把耶和华的殿洁净到廊子,
they cleansed the house of the Lord until the porch of the Lord.
那是17节所说,
that is verse 17.
然后继续再用了八天的功夫,
And then they used another 8 days.
把整个的殿都完全洁净了。
They made an end to the cleansing of the house of the Lord.
全都洁净过来。
They completely cleansed the house of the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank God.
现在我们看头一件事情。
Now we can see the first thing.
如果我们看西西家这一次所带动的 那一件事情是一个恢复。
If we can see all the action which Hezekiah brought about was a revival,
你看到那个恢复的次序。
You can see then the order of that revival.
当然所有的恢复一定是从对神有反应的人那里先开始。
Of course, the revival must begin with those who respond to God.
有了这样的人,
When there are those such individuals, then the revival work of God can be manifested. You can see where does the revival begin. It first revives the temple. The temple is cleansed. When you see that the temple is cleansed, what do we see? In the days of the Old Testament, we must remember this fact. The temple is the place where God meets, communes with man.
或者说人和神相遇的那一条路。
That is the way by which man is able to meet and commune with God.
在旧约的日子,
In the days of the Old Testament,
人要和神有交通。
When man wants to have fellowship with God,
那里有一条路,
there is a way there.
这就是圣殿。
That is the temple.
你就到圣殿那里,
you must go to the temple. You must have fellowship with God in the temple. You have to ask of Him there. You have to inquire of Him. And you serve and worship Him in the temple. That is the way.
首先,
That is first, God restores the way to him. He has opened the way.
恢复的路,
is to restore the way.
或者说与神交通的路,
or to restore the fellowship,
打通了,
the way of fellowship to God. It is open.
重新在那里可以使用,
Once again, they can use that way.
那然后呢?
And then,
弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see. Immediately, you can see there's an offering.
我想弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, you can take note.
他们献祭的那个次序,
you can see the order in which they offered.
你留意他们首先献的是什么?
What is the first thing they offered?
我们猜也能猜得出来,
even if we guess, we can figure it out.
而我们本来把这个殿弄得一塌糊涂,
we first made this temple very filthy.
我们和神的那个关系一塌糊涂,
our relationship with God is all messed up.
现在神恩待我们, 让我们可以有恢复,
now God is gracious to us. We can have a way of revival to him.
那我们怎么恢复呢?
How are we revived?
头一件事情是认罪,
the first thing is to confess our sin.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是他们当时的历史,
brothers and sisters, this is their history.
但是也是我们属灵的经历的那一个经历的次序,
likewise, it is our own spiritual experience. This is our order.
我们和神中间的那一个正常的关系是如何恢复过来的?
How is that normal relationship we have with God to be restored?
从哪里开始呢?
Where did it begin?
从认罪开始?
It is from the confession of our sin.
如果我们放到新约里边来,
if we put it in the New Testament,
你蒙恩得救也好,
whether you're saved by grace,
或者说你在神面前要接受一个,
or that you have a spiritual revival before God. You can see the same matter.
怎么开始呢?
Where does it begin?
认罪?
It is from the confession of our sin.
要是在福音上面来说,
if we look at it from the gospel,
你必须承认自己是一个罪人, 得罪了神,
you must confess you're a sinner, you have sinned against God.
你需要神的赦免,
and you need the forgiveness of God. We must accept this fact.
你才能在神的面前,
and then we can restore that relationship with God. It is the same with spiritual growth. When we're in the days of darkness and being dim, why is it that we become dull? For sure, there are some men, things, or events that hinders us.
捆绑限制甚至是在那里得罪神,
it constrains us, it binds us, it hinders, even to a point that we sin against God.
你又怎么能脱离那个捆绑?
How is it that we're delivered from the bondage? Brothers and sisters, very clearly we can see the word of God there tells us.
我们自己的经历也是如此的, 让我们去享用这一个,
our experience also confirms how we can restore that fellowship with God.
认罪,
we have to confess our sin.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以看到当时犹大人他们把圣殿整洁好了以后,
therefore you can see after the people of Judah cleansed the temple,
他们当时所做的第一件事就是献赎罪祭,
the first thing they did was to offer a sin offering,
并且是献一个非常特殊的赎罪祭,
and this sin offering was a very unique sin offering.
怎么特殊法呢?
How is it unique?
弟兄姊妹记得这个是还是那个正月的时候,
brothers and sisters, remember this is still the first month.
现在不是他们的八月,
this is not their August, their eighth month.
如果是他们的八月, 那么献一个特殊的赎罪祭, 我们知道是什么回事。
If it was in their eighth month of their calendar year and they have a special sin offering, then we know what it is referring to.
因为在犹太人的八月里头有一个赎罪日,
because in the eighth month of the Jewish calendar, there is the Day of Atonement.
但现在是一月,
but now it's the first month.
而一月里面没有赎罪日,
in the first month, there is no Day of Atonement. In the first month of the year, there is only Passover.
但是现在这一个,
But now, this matter of the offering and the sin offering is not solved by Passover.
因为他们不是从与神没有关系，才让神的羔羊的血把他们带回来。
Because their condition is that it's not that they had no relationship with God and need the blood of the Passover lamb. They do have a relationship with God. But because they have forsook God,
那因此,
therefore, in order to be restored before God, they must have a sin offering for just like a sin offering for the Day of Atonement.
所以这里你看到这个赎罪祭是非常特殊的。Therefore,
you see the sin offering is very special, very unique.
啊, 你留意,
Take note.
啊, 21节,
Verse 21.
20节开始吧,
starting from verse 20.
西西在王清早起来聚集城里的首领都上耶和华的殿签了七只公牛七只公 公羊,七只羊羔,七只公山羊,要为国,为殿,为犹大人做赎罪祭。
Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord, and they brought seven bullocks and seven rams and seven lambs and seven he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah.
然后弟兄姊妹注意了,
Our brothers and sisters, take note.
22节,
verse 22.
就宰了公牛,祭司, 接血洒在坛上,宰了公羊,把血洒在坛上,又宰了羊羔,也把血洒在坛上。
So they killed the bullocks, and the priest received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar.
那这是一般的赎罪祭。
This is a general sin offering.
你看利未记的赎罪 说到赎罪祭的里边，你看到的。
When we see Leviticus and see the sin offering, we see the same thing.
这里可以说是包括全会众、祭司、全会众、官长犯罪要献赎罪祭，全包在这七这么许多的赎罪祭牲的里头。
You can see in all these sacrifices for the sin offering that includes in general. For the rulers, for the priests, for the congregation, it is included in these sacrifices.
但是特别的不是这许许多多的赎罪祭神。
But what is unique is not on all these sacrifices for the sin offering.
特别的是23节的那里边所提到的。
But what is unique is mentioned in verse 23.
把那做赎罪祭的公山羊, 牵到王和为会众面前,他们就按手在其上。
And they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them.
弟兄姊妹注意了,
Brothers and sisters, take note.
我们中文圣经只是公山羊。
In the Chinese translation is singular, the he-goat.
你没有看到是多少只。
We do not see how many.
虽然上面是说到有七只公山羊,
even though in the text before it says it numbers seven he goats,
但是在这里你留意到,
but here you take note,
不会是七只公山羊都在这里,
not all seven he goats are in this verse.
他有没有告诉我们就有几只?
It did not tell us how many.
你读英文圣经就只是知道它是众数。
In the English translation, you realize it is plural.
所以你可以说,那做赎罪祭的众公山羊,
you can say the plural he goats for the sin offering.
如果是说的比较难听一点就是,那公山羊们,
You, or you can say the he goats or the more than one, a few he goats.
你就知道是众数了。
Then you know, you realize it's plural.
但是究竟是多少呢?
But in fact, how many?
你没有办法知道的，就光是看这个。
We don't know by just reading here.
但是你看上文你就知道。
But when you read on, you realize.
这里就是赎罪日那两只公山羊。
You realize then this is referring to the two he goats for the Day of Atonement.
就是一直是献祭,
one is for the sacrifice.
一直是作为给了亚瑟舍勒的那一个,
and the other one is the one that is set free, the Aziel.
这个是赎罪日所做的,
that is done on the Day of Atonement.
为什么我们晓得这个事情呢?
Why do we know this?
因为你留意,
because if you take note,
谁按手在这里?
Who laid hands here?
王,
the king,
和会众,
and the congregation,
他们就按手在其上,
and they laid their hands upon them.
这个他们一定包括王,
this they who laid the hand includes the king.
当然也有会众, 你说, 那许多会众怎么按手?
And the congregation, you say, how can the whole congregation lay their hands on?
我们可以领会, 那是长老们,
we can come to understand that it's the elders,
就代表了全会众在那里按手,
that represents the entire congregation.
说弟兄姊妹, 你看到这一个动作的时候,
if you see these actions here, you can see, you can see then the offering on that day is very unique. Especially here on the sin offering, it's not just a general sin offering, but there's a special sin offering.
神的百姓带到完全让神忘记他们的罪过的。
This sin offering is to bring the congregation before God, that God will completely forget their sin.
好了，感谢神。
Now we thank God.
这样的献祭,
this offering,
马上你看到一个什么事情,
immediately we can see what happens.
看那个献祭的次序,
we can see the order of the offering.
从赎罪祭就引出了燔祭,
from the sin offering is brought to the burnt offering.
从燔祭,
from the burnt offering,
你就看到引出了感恩祭,
you can see the offering of thanksgiving.
然后呢,
and then,
从感恩祭,
from the offering of thanksgiving,
又引出了更多的,
we see that there are more burnt offerings.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以这一天啊, 在犹大人中间,
therefore, this day upon the people of Judah
是非常特殊的一天,
is a very special day.
为什么特殊呢?
Why is it special?
我想弟兄姊妹们, 你先注意这一个,
you can first see this.
赎罪祭到燔祭,
the sin offering to the burnt offering,
从燔祭到平安祭,
from the burnt offering to the peace offering,
从平安祭又回到燔祭,
from the peace offering again back to the burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹,你看到这是一个属灵的那一个光景,是往高峰上面走啊。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this is the spiritual experience that you're going upward.
按理,幕后的那个燔祭可以不必再献了,
according to reason, the last burnt offering need not be offered.
但是在那个时候, 犹大的百姓的里面, 涌出一个这样的激动,
but in the hearts of the people of Judah at that time, flows forth this impulse in their hearts.
神是这样的恩待了我们,
that God has been so gracious to us.
我们没有办法禁止我们自己, 要更多的, 更深的, 更完整的去寻求神的喜悦,
that we cannot withhold ourselves. We have to seek the Lord even the more, even deeper and higher.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看到那一天,
therefore you can see that day.
36节,
verse 36,
他说这是 半的圣数, 西西家和众民都喜乐，是因为神为众民所预备的。
And Hezekiah rejoiced and all the people that God had prepared the people for the things were done suddenly.
就是你看到什么事情？
Brothers and sisters, what do we see?
整个犹大就在一个禁止不住的喜乐里。
The entire nation of Judah was in a joy that was unsuppressible.
而整个犹大都好像翻腾起来了。
It seems like the entire nation of Judah now has been completely
uplifted. 那这样的一个翻腾。
Now with this uprising.
你就留意到最后要献上的那个燔祭的那一个心思。
Then you're able to realize the heart they had when they offered the last burnt offering.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此你留意到这个是西西家所带进的那一个恢复的初步的光景。
Now you're able to see this is the revival which Hezekiah brought about, but this is only the beginning stage.
因为下礼拜我们在往下看的时候，
Because、
你就看到西西家这个复兴，如果停在这里的话，已经是蛮火热的了。
Because if we see next week and the work that Hezekiah continues to do, we can realize it. But even if it began, it stopped here, we can see how fervent the revival is.
但是我们若看到后边的那种光景。
But when we continue to read on the condition,
你只能说这个是初步。
We can only say this condition here is only the beginning.
这个仅仅是一个开始。
It is merely the start.
但是我们不管它的那个开始的光景是如何。
But regardless of how the condition is in the beginning,
而我们要在其中所留意的。
We have to take note from this.
乃是到那个整个属灵的经历。
Is the complete spiritual experience.
的经过。
It is the process there.
从洁净殿开始。
It is from sanctifying the temple.
然后就引进交通。
And bringing into fellowship.
引进交通的时候就再引进敬拜。
From fellowship into worship.
从进入敬拜以后就享用喜乐。
From worship to entering into enjoying the joy.
弟兄姊妹，在这一个初步的这一个恢复的里头，你看到这样的一些属灵的原则在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, even if from the beginning stage of this revival, we can see these spiritual principles there.
啊，我们更感谢神。
Even more so, we thank God.
如果我们从另外一个角度再来看这一方面的事呢？
If we look at it from another viewpoint,
啊，你要看到什么呢？
What do we see?
从殿的恢复，
from the restoration of the temple,
到侍奉敬拜的生活的恢复，
to the restoration of the life of worship and service.
那如果从这一段的事情来，我们看到那个事情的发生是先是从殿开始。
If we see the development of these events, it all begins with the temple.
一个荒凉的殿。
A desolate temple.
一个死寂的殿。
A temple that is dead.
一个肮脏的殿。
A filthy temple.
现在还完全的洁净。
Now it is completely cleansed, sanctified.
刚才我们说这个道路打开了。
We mentioned that now the way is opened.
如果光是殿的那个恢复，
If we say it's only the restoration of the temple, now the doors are open.
也修破坏的地方也修理过了。
And all the places that were destroyed are now fixed.
好，你说感谢神，现在我们的殿恢复了。
You say, oh, thank God, now that our temple is fixed.
如果事情停在这里，
If it stops there,
跟没有把门打开差不了太多。
It is actually not much different than the doors being closed or open.
因为神看他的殿。
Because when God looks at his temple,
不是看那一个建筑物。
It is not looking, he is not looking at the structure.
这个建筑物华丽或是不华丽，这个不是神所注意的。
Whether the temple is beautiful or majestic or not.
这个建筑物雄伟或是不雄伟。
Or how great this temple is, God does not mind that.
这也不是主所神的眼中所留意的。
That is not the focus in the eyes of God.
神所留意的是什么？
What does God look upon?
这个殿里边有什么？
To see what is in the temple.
这个殿里边的那个实际的内容是什么？
To see what is the actual content in the temple.
如果这个殿里边是静悄悄
If the inside the temple it is very quiet and dead, it is very cold.
没有什么
There is no activity there. It is just the structure of the house there.
弟兄姊妹有这个殿和没有这个殿根本
Brothers and sisters, then what is the big difference to God whether the temple is there or not?
对人来说，那个区别就很大。
To man, of course, it is a big deal.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主在地上的时候。
Brothers and sisters, remember when our Lord was on earth?
先不说主在地上的时候。
Not even during the time when our Lord was on earth.
先说耶利米的日子。
Even during the days of Jeremiah.
犹大人他们 感觉是心安理得在那里被逆神。
The people of God there, they were very justified in rebelling against God.
他们凭什么有这个心安理得?
According to what? That they're at peace.
他们看见有一个殿,
they see the temple there.
他们看见这个殿就觉得神就在我们中间。
They see the temple and they feel that God is in our midst.
他们以为这个建筑物就是带给他们
They feel that the structure is there, so God is with them. And when our Lord was on earth,
弟兄姊妹你记得,
brothers and sisters, you remember,
门徒和主在橄榄山上看着圣殿,
when the disciples were on the Mount of Olives with the Lord and they looked at the temple, we don't know how the Jews would look at this. They didn't say there.
门徒心里头怎么看这个殿?
But even in the hearts of the disciples, how they looked upon the temple, it is recorded in the gospel. Just like the common Jewish person, they saw that, oh, we have the temple, how great that is. It is beautiful and majestic. That is where our God lives.
弟兄姊妹们说,
That's why you can see that they said to the Lord,
说主啊,
Lord, how great this temple is.
哎呀,
how majestic this temple is.
哪里想到主的回答是那样给他们浇了一盆冷水?
You can see just the cold water the Lord dumps upon them with his reply.
另外看见这样华丽的那个殿,
you see this great and majestic temple.
将来没有一块石头,
But there will be a day that comes when not one stone is upon another of the temple.
弟兄姊妹你看到了?
Brothers and sisters, you can see what God's viewpoint is, exactly how he feels upon these external matters.
不重视这个外边的东西。
God is not focusing on these external matters.
当然神 在一定的条件的底下,他也接受这些外边的东西。
Of course, in certain circumstances, God accepts these external matters.
但是什么条件呢?
But what conditions are met?
一定是这个,殿里面的是什么东西?
It must be first, depending upon what is in the temple.
你里面那个东西对了,
if what is inside is right,
你里面的东西是神心思里面所要得着的,
what is within is what exactly what God wants to gain.
这一个殿在神眼中,
then that temple has value in the eyes of God.
如不然的话,
otherwise,
这个殿在神的眼中是没有什么重要的意义的。
This temple has no special meaning to God.
弟兄姊妹,你记得我们的主又跟门徒说过的。
Brothers and sisters, you also remember what the Lord said to the disciples.
他跟门徒说,
You point to this temple and you swear by it.
其实你们应该要注意到,
but in fact, you must know.
并不是这个殿有什么特殊,
it is not anything special about this temple.
是住在这个殿里边的那一位才是重要,
but it is the one who dwells in the temple that is important.
而我们感谢神,
we thank God.
许多的话给我们看留意的,
there are many things that we can take note of.
神那个恢复,
the restoration of God,
他绝对不会停留在一些外表的东西,
he will not remain on superficial things.
他常常借着外表的东西要把人带进里头的实际,
through external things, God will bring man into internal reality.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到,
therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see,
现在殿建造起来,
you can see now the temple is established.
我们刚才看了相当部分他们怎么献祭,
we saw how they offer the sacrifice.
但是不单是只有献祭,
not only is there sacrifice,
你留意到他们在那里,
you can take note there,
歌唱和赞美。
They're singing and praising there.
啊，那就是敬拜了。
That is worship.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他们在那里敬拜，在那里称颂。
They are there praising and worshiping.
一直到所有的燔祭都献完。
Until all the burnt offerings have been offered.
里面和外面。调在一起
within and without are in unity.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那里有献祭。
There is worship.
那里有敬拜。
There is praise.
那里有侍奉。
There is serving.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
这一个殿就活起来了。
You can see then this temple is living, it's alive.
这个东西。
Without these things,
这个殿只是一个外壳。
This temple is only a shell.
感谢神。
But thank God.
这一次神用着西西家在犹大带来一个恢复。
Here God uses Hezekiah to bring this revival to Judah.
而在犹大好像走到暗淡无光的时候，神做了一件大事。
It seems like during the time when Judah is there dim and dark, that God did this great thing.
他把犹大扭转过来。
He turned Judah completely around.
从冰冷到火热。
From their coldness to being fervent.
从缺少侍奉敬拜到进入。敬拜服事的高潮。
To bring them from a lack of service and worship to the pinnacle of service and worship.
感谢神。
We thank God.
圣殿摆在那里。
The temple is there.
圣殿的内容也显明在那里。
The reality of the temple is also manifested there.
这是一个恢复。
This is a revival.
但是我再要重复一句。
But again, I must repeat these words.
西西家所做的到这里为止。
What Hezekiah has done to this point,
只是这个恢复的起头。
It is only a mere beginning of this revival.
我们看到神继续用着西西家在那里带进更宽广、更深的恢复。
We see that God continues to use Hezekiah to bring a greater, a broader revival.
我们下个礼拜我们再看进去。
We'll look into that next week.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
因为他是为着他自己的名发热心的神。
Because God is a God who will be fervent, zealous for His name.
他可以容让他名下的人走下坡路。
He will allow for those who belong to Him under His name to go downhill.
但是他不容让属他的人到了一个地步爬不起来。
But he will not allow for those who belong to him to fall to a point that they cannot come back up.
我们记得诗篇上的话。
We can remember the words of Psalm.
一人虽七次跌倒。
Even though the righteous fall many a times.
但不至全身覆倒。
Even though they fall seven times, they will not utterly fall.
那就是说
that is to say,
神不允许他永远爬在那里起不来。
God will not allow for him to just utterly fall on his face, lie there, and not be able to get up.
神要把他们恢复到神自己的荣耀的拣选里边。
God will restore them to the glory of his choice.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想我们今天晚上就停到这。
I think we'll end here tonight.